It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dean Martin will sing for you about the holidays.
Snow is snowing.
Uh-huh.
And the wind.
Right.
It is blowing.
It is indeed.
But I.
But you can't
can weather
the storm.
The storm.
Storm.
What do I care?
Right.
How much it may storm.
Sing it to me, Dean. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've got my love to keep me warm.
Ladies and gentlemen, this coming Wednesday night, it is our Turkey Baster and Pajama Party.
Yeah.
Join us Wednesday. We'll be at Hard Times Cafe in QM, Manassas, 7753 Sudley Road, in the Best Buy Staples Shopping Center at Business Route 234. Come dressed in your PJs. We will also, and the Buzz Babes will. What did I just say? The Babes will be there starting at 7 o'clock. Everyone in pajamas is qualified to win a round-trip airfare to anywhere. JetBlue flies. Drawing at 11. Must be present to win. Be the 100th caller. Right now at 1-800-636-1067. Show your support of Doubletown with our long-sleeve Doubletown t-shirt. And we'll see you at O'Mara's Turkey Baster and Pajama Party this coming Wednesday night at the brand-new Hard Times Cafe and Q in Doubletown. 800-636-1067. Caller 100 is a winner right now.
Please.
I'm still just enjoying Dean
right now.
Got a little distracted on our modified BYOD. All right, stop singing. Jesus. Yeah, all right. That's exactly how it sounded.
Exactly.
All right, let's get our last look at Buzz's news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mr. Penbreaker.
Oh, my God. On. The little things. I broke his little thing off on his pen, and he has a meltdown. He's just a nudge.
If you have a
I wouldn't be able to live with you. I don't know how your wife. I am not getting you a Christmas present. I'm buying your wife one.
If you have a moment before now and seven, why don't you just give him $1.70 and call it square?
Seriously, would it be $1.70?
Roughly.
If that much?
See, what I would require is you'd have to stop by a store and actually pick me up a pen.
I'll bring in a whole satchel of them for you.
Will it be a fine point Sharpie?
Oh, jeez.
My only one.
Where's Dim Chris? Have Dim Chris come in and take care of it this weekend.
Yeah. Dim Chris, come here. I'm not calling him Dim Chris. How did I get waxed into that?
I don't know. I didn't wax anybody.
I don't break your stuff.
Yeah. You don't have anything. I don't give you anything.
Exactly.
Right. Show him the pen.
All right.
Show him the effing pen. Swear
there
to God.
There we go. See, the clip is...
Can we get a bunch of those pens?
The clip.
What do you need the clip for? You don't carry it in your shirt pocket.
No, that's true, but now it's broken.
It's broken, but it still writes. It's not like I broke the... Let me see it.
No, it's the principle of the thing.
Huh? No, but it's not like I broke the end of it, like if I went like that.
Now, see, were you raised in a barn? What's wrong with you?
Mike, were you raised in a barn?
Yeah, see, now it's dead.
What are you doing?
Now it's really dead.
I just broke it.
Oh, dear, and that didn't do much for Kaz's chocolate.
No, it's still writing. This is a very powerful pen.
That's good.
Let me see if it still writes.
It's my only fine point.
There we go.
It was my only fine point.
It is.
Look at that.
Buy Mr. Burbank here. I'll give you some money.
Get him a dozen.
What will I write with between now and the time he returns?
You don't have to write. The show's over, for Christ's sake.
I have a brand new purple Sharpie. That is so great.
No, see, but I don't want purple, and I don't want the wide point. I want my black
fine tip
Sharpie. Yes.
Try this. Try this.
New Sharpie over the weekend.
I like the Uniball.
Yeah, try this Uniball micro.
I got your Uniball right here after that outburst.
What are you, Lance Armstrong?
Break your stuff. Christ,
isn't that nice?
That's very nice.
All right, I'd like that back on Monday.
All right,
but until then, that's nothing but security. And Mike,
yes,
I'm laying that out as a favor to you because I trust you.
All right, I
don't think you were raised in a barn.
I owe you.
No. You owe me nothing.
I owe you a magazine.
You owe me. I owe you a ham.
All right. Where are we in the show?
We're about to
call Colin Boyd.
It's news time, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, again with the music.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd play it again. I like it. It sounds so much fun.
It is.
It sounds like so much fun.
Look at that window.
That sure is sad.
My name is Dean.
I'm a red ant.
I'm going to walk up to the window, and I'm going to let you see what happens. Here I go on the count of one and a two and a three.
Oops.
I still got a lot of life in me, and I got a 22. having some fun with sound effects right now.
I sure would like that meatball.
Yes, sirree. Let me walk up there and say that right now. Hey, Mr. Officer, I'm not giving you any trouble. Hey, what? Ooh. Gee, why you do that? That's not necessary. You don't have to do that, do you, Brad? Oh, that was down low. Sorry. Number four been down low since Rob started drinking. There it is.
Dean.
Hello, Brad.
Dean.
Break the grass, blow horn. That's
Dean,
how it works.
Be
yeah.
very careful. You're right by the window, so.
Oh, my God. I better not step out. Jesus. Help me, Rhonda. All right, enough of this tomfoolery. Thank you very much. All right. Wait a minute. A guy writes, Mike, you suck. You never read my text. Come on, asshat. This is good stuff I send you. Adam in Stockton.
Uh-huh.
Stockton.
Where?
In Stockton.
Uh-huh. Stockton.
All right. Hi, Adam. Sorry I didn't read your text.
Man, I
normally you get blocked if you say I suck, but since you said it that way, that's okay.
Sure would like that meatball.
And now it's time to get a little news.
Mm-hmm.
How's about we go over to News Desk with Buzz?
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
Show Us a Plan Detroit will show you the money. It now appears American automakers will get their $25 billion bridge loan if they can come up with a specific plan for the money by December 2nd.
Yeah, I'll wait for that to happen. I'm not optimistic about them actually really generating something that will sell the Congress on it.
Coming up with a plan that's something other than something scribbled on the back of a cocktail napkin.
They have a month. Obviously, they did not have a plan when they testified before Congress.
Right.
That's what Congress is saying right now. But you know what? It falls into that category of nobody knows what the F to do.
Mm-hmm. Here's the plan. Everyone in Congress gets a brand new Pontiac Grand Am.
Oh, the Grand Am.
That's a great car.
Yeah, or the Pontiac 3000.
Or the Pontiac Grand Prix.
Oh, the Grand Prix. Wonderful, wonderful vehicle.
Democrats and Republicans are on board with using a bit of that $700 billion Wall Street bailout money for the car makers. If the automakers' plan is acceptable, they will get exactly what they want for Christmas, and it could save millions of jobs. President-elect Obama is mostly staying out of this, although his people are working on a plan that would make it less painful for the car makers to reorganize under a bankruptcy plan that would not require getting financing in advance. Now, there's also a plan today that would keep millions of people in their homes through the holidays.
This is another one that I think is almost like they're doing it for PR purposes.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
What you're gonna so people that can't afford their mortgages, you're not renegotiating the mortgages. You're going to give them a reprieve during the holidays, and January 9th, the hammer comes back down.
A certain group of people get a reprieve. A lot of people will get the renegotiation of their mortgages.
I hope so, but it just seems to me, if you were sitting there, okay, you know, you owe all this money. Mm-hmm. Do you know what 2 months means? Nothing. Bupkis. It doesn't mean a thing to people that are actually struggling out there. And
it's struggling overall,
no, but it would be exceptionally cruel, I think, to throw them out in the cold during the holidays. And that's what this is really about.
So throw
about.
Them out in the cold during the Super Bowl.
Exactly. That makes more sense to me.
Pens aren't meant to be broken, a texter writes. Rules and something else are meant to be broken.
I think I'm with that texter.
Love from Amy. Thank you very much, Amy. Well, I appreciate
very
that.
Nice. Well, once in love with Amy.
Once in love with Amy.
Keep tuned, folks, as the references get older.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, recently seized by the government, are suspending foreclosures November 26th through January 9th, as Mike indicated. Now, this is good news for the owners of about 10,000 occupied homes that are or will be soon 3 months behind on their payments.
Or one of the texters writes, hold on a second, I miss BYOB Fridays and the big parties. Well, what are we doing next Wednesday? We're having a big party, so come out to that, ass. If you mean on the air, we can't do them because management. Pissed off.
So quit your whining.
Thank you. So this is what you get. You get us and maybe a couple other people to probably grow in the next couple of weeks.
Never can tell.
The companies also say they're busy evaluating who qualifies for the new loan modification program.
Yeah, I'm busy evaluating.
And that's good news for about 500,000 homeowners. It's a little help, but only a little. Government estimates another 4.5 million homeowners will be delinquent on their mortgages by the end of the year, and that does not include the homes financed by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
Got something for us, Mike?
What do you got? Someone's passed you a note.
Just having himself a Friday. I want to congratulate Doug Williams from Chantilly, Virginia. Doug is the winner of the Double Town T-shirt, celebrating our return to Manassas at Hard Times Cafe and Q next Wednesday night.
Well, isn't that something?
That's what Joe gave me.
It's a very small picture. I can't.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that.
Now I see what it is. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that.
Where did he get a picture of the listener?
Congratulations to Doug Williams.
You're a great quarterback.
Super Bowl MVP, Doug Williams.
Nice photo,
wonderful.
Doug.
We'll see you at the big party out in Manassas next Wednesday night.
Yeah, wear something other than that, please.
Wear your pajamas.
Wear your what?
Your pajamas.
In Baghdad today, thousands of citizens took to the streets, and it wasn't to welcome us as liberators. On the spot where a statue of Saddam Hussein once stood, they tore down an effigy of President Bush and burned it. They're protesting the plan by their own government and ours to keep American troops in Iraq through the end of 2011.
See, things are turning around over there, buddy.
Yeah, it's going fine. Hey, Barack, get them out of there. That's what you said you were going to do. Get them out of there. We're done. We're done. Bring us back. What, $10 billion a month? Is that what it is?
Yes, that's correct.
$10 billion a month. Please come home.
That's your mortgage?
$10 billion a month.
We could use the money.
That's really, that really hurt.
That wasn't funny.
That really, really hurt.
It really wasn't.
You Nazi.
The Iraqi parliament votes on the plan next week. And finally, Roger's
still here.
Finally, Roger Seeley of Broomfield, Colorado, got some notice earlier this week when Roger announced he had named his newborn son Carter Barack Obama Seeley.
Wow.
Roger did a few interviews and told the press it wasn't that big a deal, and he showed them pictures of his daughter, Brooke Trout Seeley.
Trout.
And Cooper John Elway Seeley. And we all went along with that until Roger's mother-in-law ratted him out and told the local paper he'd made it all up as a kind of a joke. Quoting Roger's wife, "I am so sorry. My husband's an idiot." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank comedian Andy Kindler. He was a blast.
Really
go
a
see
good
him
guy.
This weekend at the Cinema and Draft Houses. Al Roker, want to thank him for coming on the show. Also, Lindsay Zarniak and Colin Boyd. On Monday's program, I have been waiting for a very long time to chat with this gentleman. He is the host of Bizarre Foods. This man has eaten the grossest things on the planet. His name's Andrew Zimmern.
Oh,
he'll be
yeah.
on the show. Also, Spike Feuerstein from Fox's late night talk show. Talk show with Spike Feuerstein. He'll
this
be on
guy
the show
is,
Monday.
He's very, very funny.
That is a great start to the week. We hope you join us for that next Monday. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Just here.
For Beth Ann, Rob.
Yes?
And Buzz Burbank.
And thank you, Mike O'Mara.
This is Mike O'Mara reminding you, drive safely. I'll see you Monday, everybody.
Good night.
Very gay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.